What is it in life that brings you joy? What is it that brings you joy? What is it that brings satisfaction into your life? What is it that brings just pleasure and delight into your daily life? For some of you, it's your grandkids. Some of you, it's the fact that you get to spend time with your grandkids and then give them back to their parents and they go back home. And you get to go back into your own bed. That brings you joy. Brings you satisfaction. It's the satisfaction of having your grandkids. It's the satisfaction of seeing them go when it's time for them to go. There's certain things like that that bring us joy and satisfaction. What is it that brings you joy? Maybe it's watching sports. Maybe it's when your team wins. We won't talk about anybody losing today, but maybe it's when your team wins. And it brings great joy into your home. But we're not here to talk about just what brings joy in general. What is it that brings you joy as a Christian? What is it that brings you satisfaction as a Christian? What is it that brings you great pleasure as a Christian? Hopefully, coming together and worshiping God brings us great joy. This is the day that the Lord has made. It ought to bring us joy to come together and to worship Him. Spending time with brothers and sisters in Christ. Spending time in each other's homes and enjoying fellowship together. Maybe it's the cook-off tonight that's going to bring you great joy. Especially when you get to go home and run a couple miles to lose what you're going to gain in the cook-off tonight. What is it as a Christian that brings you great joy? I don't know what you put on that list of things of being a Christian that just brings the most satisfaction, the times when you rejoice the most when you're a Christian. But this morning, I want us to focus in on the joy that we need to have as children of God. The joy that we need to have in teaching other people the gospel. I don't know if you've ever taught somebody the gospel. I don't know if you've ever sat down and opened a Bible and sat across from somebody and taught them the Word of God. But there is not a joy or a satisfaction as a Christian any greater than that. To be able to open the Word of God and to share it with somebody else, that is a true joy as a Christian that we all need to experience and to experience it more often. And so for just a brief time this morning, I want us to focus in on seven joys that you can have, that I can have. Seven joys that we can all have if we will take time to teach somebody the gospel. First joy I want us to focus on this morning is the joy that we can have of the fact that we fulfill a commandment of God. When I sit across the table, when I sit down in a living room with somebody and I teach them the gospel, I am obeying a command of God. That ought to bring me joy. To know that I am doing what God wants me to do. Jesus said, go therefore and teach all nations. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you in Matthew chapter 28. When I sit down and I teach somebody the gospel, it ought to bring joy for a lot of reasons. But it ought to bring joy because I know that I'm doing what my Lord wants me to do. I know that I'm doing something that brings Him pleasure. That in and of itself ought to be enough. But what else ought to bring us joy when we teach somebody the gospel? It ought to bring us joy to teach somebody the gospel because we get to talk about Jesus. There's nothing better to talk about. I don't care how cute your grandkids are. There is nothing better to talk about than Jesus. I don't care who won yesterday. I don't care who they're playing today. There's nothing better than to talk about Jesus. I don't care how well your stocks are doing. I don't care how well your portfolio's doing. There's nothing. What is there that we like to talk about? That's the point here. We talk about all sorts of things with people that we know. There's nothing better. There shouldn't be anything that brings us more joy than to talk about Jesus. When Philip got up in that chariot with that Ethiopian in Acts chapter 8. One of the reasons that was read this morning is because the Bible says he got up in that chariot with the Ethiopian in Acts 8 and verse 35. And what does the Bible say that he taught him? The New King James says he preached unto him one word, Jesus. Now we know he didn't just get up there and say, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. That's not what he was doing. He's telling this man about Jesus. Does that bring you joy to talk about your Savior? Paul told the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 2, I determined when I came there not to know anything else, not to teach anything else, but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. It ought to bring us joy to talk about Jesus. And tied right with that is that we have the opportunity to share with someone the greatest news on earth. Is there any bad news today? Is there any troubling news today? You didn't happen to watch the news this morning, did you? I didn't. You didn't happen to check your news feeds this morning, did you? I didn't. So maybe there is some bad news going on this morning, more than normal, because it seems like every time you turn on the news, there's not any good news. It's all bad news. What does our world need today? Does it need more bad news? What do your friends need today? Do they need to hear all about the problems that are going on in the world? Or do they need to hear the good news? Do they need to hear the good news about Jesus Christ? And that's what Acts chapter 8 and verse 35 says that Philip did. He preached unto him Jesus. Richard read from the English Standard Version that doesn't use the word preach, but it says he told them the good news, because that's what the word preach means there. He told them the good news about Jesus. Is there any good news about Jesus? Did Jesus do anything that's worth sharing with somebody else? For God so loved the world. Who does that include? Everybody you're going to see for the rest of your life. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why did He do that? So that whoever believes in Him should not perish in hell, but to have everlasting life in heaven. It doesn't get any better than that. And when I have the opportunity to teach somebody the gospel, I have the opportunity to pick up my Bible and to share with them the good news about Jesus Christ. Should that bring us joy? There's no greater joy than being able to do that. When I have the opportunity to sit down and talk to somebody about the gospel, I have the joy of following in the footsteps of some great Christian heroes. Do you know the Bible says that when Paul was baptized in Acts 9 and verse 18, that two verses later in Acts 9 and verse 20, immediately he began preaching about Jesus? When I preach the gospel to somebody, when I tell somebody about Jesus, I get to follow in Paul's footsteps. Somebody says, boy, those are big shoes to fill. I don't know if I can follow in the footsteps of the Apostle Paul. Well, what about Aquila and Priscilla in Acts chapter 18? A husband and a wife who heard a man who the Bible says was eloquent in the Scriptures. He knew the Bible, but he was wrong. He was wrong in the area of baptism. And so Acts 18, verses 24 through 28, the Bible says Aquila and Priscilla just took Apollos, sat down with him, and taught him the truth about the gospel. Do you think that brought them joy? Can we not be like Aquila and Priscilla? Or can we just not be like those nameless Christians in Acts 8 and verse 4? The Bible says they went everywhere preaching the word. They did so under persecution. They were going everywhere because of persecution, and now they're going everywhere preaching about Jesus in the midst of persecution. Why would they do that? Because they had no greater joy. They had no greater satisfaction as a Christian than to tell other people what they needed to know in order that they might enjoy the good news, in order that they might enjoy the promise that God had given to them. Do you find joy in talking to other people about Jesus? You follow in the footsteps of great heroes. And it's not just the heroes of the Bible. There's been heroes in our lifetime and in previous generations that have taught the gospel, that have shown us how to do it, that have shown us the joy of being able to do it. We follow in their footsteps. I find joy in sitting down and talking to somebody about the gospel because I myself get to learn the truth over and over myself. I get to have my faith increased every time I talk about the gospel. When we sit down and talk to somebody, even if it's something we already know, we know it because we're teaching it to somebody else, but we're building our faith as we do it. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, so then faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Well, does faith come by teaching it too? When I'm teaching it, I'm hearing it, and I am solidifying my own faith and knowledge that this is the truth of the word of God. It ought to bring us joy. That not only am I helping someone else to understand, I am fortifying my own faith and my own understanding of the Word of God. Do you know the closing verses of Hebrews chapter 5? There are several passages in the book of Hebrews where the Lord is very direct and stern with these Christians that are reading the book of Hebrews because they were straying away from the Lord. And in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11, the Bible says, God says to these Christians, I want to write to you in such a way that is encouraging. But I can't write to you in just ways of encouraging. I have to write in these ways because you're not where you need to be in your growth as a Christian. Well, how do we know that they were not where they needed to be in their growth as a Christian? Bible says there in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 11 that they had not become teachers. And because they had not become teachers, the writer needed to instill again in them the elementary principles of Christ. They needed to go back to kindergarten because they were not growing as a Christian to the point of becoming a teacher. Where are you in your growth as a Christian? Do you know enough to teach somebody else the gospel? If you are a Christian, if you obeyed the gospel and became a Christian, you know enough to tell somebody else about what they need to do to become a Christian. And as you are teaching it, you yourself will grow in the faith and that whole process. What are some joys that you have in teaching other people the gospel? Bible says one of the joys that I can have in teaching the gospel is I get to see the power of God at work. Paul came to Philippi in Acts chapter 16, found a group of women gathered at the riverside praying. And he taught them the gospel. And verse 14 says that Lydia's heart was opened by the preaching of the gospel. She heard about Jesus, and all of a sudden her heart opened up to what Paul was saying about Jesus. That's what Paul was told by Jesus that he would do. When Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus, Acts 26 verse 18, Jesus told him, I'm sending you to the Gentiles so that you can open their eyes. Well, how was Paul going to open their eyes? Jesus isn't talking about the miracle of giving them sight, giving sight to the blind. He's talking about preaching the gospel. And when people are able to learn and to see and to love what Jesus has done for them, it opens their hearts, it opens their eyes to the truth, and it helps them to come out of the darkness into the light. And when you are able to sit down and talk to somebody about the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, you will be an eyewitness to see that power at work in somebody's heart. That brings joy to know that God's Word, not us, we're just the instrument that's bringing it to them, but to know that God's Word still has the same power today that it's had for the last 2,000 years. What joy do you have in teaching somebody the gospel? We get to obey a command of God. That ought to bring us joy. We get to talk about Jesus. We get to share the best news on earth in the process. As we teach somebody the gospel, we walk in the footsteps of faithful Christian heroes before us. We get to build our own faith. And as we are doing that, we get to see the power of the gospel at work. And perhaps, not up to us, but perhaps we are able to help somebody come to the point where they can be saved by the blood of Jesus. There's no greater joy than to see someone that you have had a hand in helping them learn about Jesus. There's no greater joy than to see them to obey the gospel. To know that they have come to be saved from their sins, just in the same way that those in the Bible came to be saved from their sins. In Acts 8 and verse 39, it says that the Ethiopian came up out of the waters of baptism. All of his sins had been taken away by the blood of Jesus when he was baptized. And the Bible says he went on his way rejoicing. Do you think Philip went on his way rejoicing too? The Bible says we know what happened to Philip, that he was caught away so he'd go preach to other people. But don't you know that Philip, the teacher of the gospel, went on his way rejoicing too, knowing that he had been able to help somebody learn about Jesus and obey the gospel? I don't know what brings joy in your life in a general sense. I have a suspicion what brings joy in your life as a Christian. But there's no greater joy that you'll ever have than sitting down and talking to somebody about the gospel, teaching them what they need to do in order to become a Christian. But let me share with you two realities that we all need to face. Two realities we've all got to face when it comes to teaching somebody the gospel. Reality number one, every one of us must do it. I want to let that, I know you know that, but let that sink in for a minute. Every Christian must teach the gospel. It's not just for those who are good at it. It's not just for the preachers or the deacons or the elders. It's not just for those who have been a Christian for long enough that they know the Bible. Every single one of us. The command of the Lord is not given to those who are seasoned Christians. The command of the Lord is given to every Christian. Reality number one we've got to face, brothers and sisters. All of us must teach the gospel. This isn't optional. But reality number two is that anyone can do it. Everybody must do it. And you sit there and say, but I can't do it. Reality number two is anybody can do this. Anybody can teach the gospel to somebody else. And so, over the years, this congregation has provided a number of means, a number of tools that can be used in teaching other people the gospel. How many of you used Jewel Miller film strips back in the day? How many of you know Jewel Miller film strips? How many actually used the film strips before they were on VHS tapes? That you carried the film strip projector, you carried the audio player, maybe some of you carried the screen, a little screen that you'd open up. You'd show up at somebody's door ready to teach them the gospel, and you looked like you were going to battle. You were carrying so much equipment with you. But we had the tools. We had the tools to teach somebody the gospel. It's now available on, well, it was on VHS for in 5 tapes. Now it's available on a DVD where you can still on a DVD teach somebody the gospel. I was going to say, who in here can't operate a DVD player, but this isn't confession time. And this isn't technical support time either. We're not looking for anybody to help each other out. But that's so easy, isn't it? Just take a DVD and use it to teach somebody the gospel. Bill Hatcher preached here for a number of years. How long has it been? That's been 40 years ago. Bill Hatcher wrote a book, Circles of Truth, that many of us used. Many of us used for a long time, where it was a system that you go in and teach somebody what they needed to do in order to obey the gospel. Back about 12, 13, 14 years ago, we provided a 3 booklet series that's still out in the lobby that you can sit down and all you've got to have is the booklet, a Bible, and a pen to write with. And that's all you need. You don't need a load of knowledge, Bible knowledge, to do this. You can just take these booklets into somebody's home and go through the booklets and teach them the gospel. Ready-made. Everybody must do it, but anyone can do it. A few years back, maybe 10, 12 years ago, World Video Bible School came out with Searching for Truth. It was DVD that we have these. Again, these are out in our lobby. We keep a stack of those out in the lobby. 5 lessons on a DVD that you can sit in somebody's home and watch it with them to help them to learn the gospel. Or if they don't want you coming to their home, you give it to them. And then ask them a follow-up question. These have books available. The study books that go right along with it with question and answers to fill in. Anybody can do this. And it's not just that these are on DVDs. These are linked on our website. You just go to our website and you can link that. You can send a link to somebody. Say, "Hey, watch these videos." And they're out on the web. They don't even have to have a DVD player. Guess what's going to happen to DVD players eventually? What happened to VCR players, right? I mean, eventually. But all of this is right there on the web. You can send it from our website. You can do that. There's been a number of tools. We've tried to provide things out in the lobby, and so out on the welcome desk in the lobby have been a number of those cards, and a number of those cards have been useful for people to take and to pass out on various topics to help people to know what they need to know about certain areas. And we've got tracks available, a huge track rack out there for you to find something and say, "Hey, I can take this and I can share it with somebody else." We've got the bookmarks that we provided. What was that, last year or earlier this year? That two-sided bookmark that teaches the gospel. What did Jesus do for us? Why did he do it? What does Jesus expect of us? Why does he want that? And in a very simple format, we can sit down and teach somebody the gospel. Every one of us must do it. But don't let that intimidate you. Any one of us can. With God as our helper. I think there's a verse that says something to the effect, "I can do all things except teach somebody the gospel through Christ who strengthens me." Does your Bible have that parenthesis in it? I don't think your Bible has that parenthesis in it. I can do all things, including teaching somebody the gospel through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Everybody must do it. Anybody can do it. And you will have no greater joy than sitting down and talking to somebody about the gospel. Tomorrow is October 1st. And as we've been going through this year, we've been emphasizing each month 28 things that we can do in a variety of emphases each month, 28 ways in the month of September, 28 ways we can grow like the early Christians through the reading through the book of Acts, 28 chapters in the book of Acts. We read through Matthew one month and growing with Jesus, reading 28 chapters in the book of Matthew. We've done a number of different things as our theme for the year has been 28 days to walk daily with our Lord. Well, guess what October is going to focus on? Does the sermon give you any clue what October might focus on? We're going to take 28 days of October and use 28 days to teach people the gospel. We've had a lot of good themes for these 28 days this year. This is one I've been looking forward to. We can have a lot of joy and a lot of different things as a Christian. This is why we are here as Christians. This is why we're on this earth. We are on this earth not to just be a Christian. We are on this earth to spread Christianity and to teach others the gospel. You know what our nation needs the most right now? It doesn't need the Supreme Court to have some guy on it or not on it. And it doesn't need some group of senators to take a vote. That's not what we need right now. We don't need an election in November to fix everything. You know what this country needs right now? It needs Jesus Christ. You know what your neighbors need? You know what your coworkers need? They don't need a raise. They don't need a new home. They need Jesus Christ. And guess who has Jesus? Hello? We've got him. And it's not that there's not enough of them to spread around. How about we take 28 days this month and take the challenge, every one of us, to teach others the gospel of Jesus? Somebody says, how are we going to do that for 28 days? We've taken 28 days and we've divided out teaching the gospel basically into 28 different sections, 28 different lessons. And I want to share with you just briefly what those 28 lessons are so you can get a feel for what it is. The first lesson in teaching somebody the gospel that's in this series is just some foundational questions that must be answered. If you're going to sit down and talk to somebody about the gospel, You're going to just sit down and talk to somebody about life. There's three questions that everybody on this earth has to answer. You know what they are? Where did I come from? You got to be able to answer that question. Why am I here? Okay, if I know where I came from, why am I here now? Third question, where am I going? Those are three foundational questions everybody's got to face. Where am I from? Why am I here? Where am I going? This first lesson just deals with that in a very brief way to say, we have to find an answer to that, but where are you going to find the answer to that? You're going to ask your friends? You're going to take a poll? You're going to take a vote? Say, we'll figure out these answers? Or is there some place where we can find solid answers to that? And so the next four lessons deal with how we can fortify our faith and that there is a God, He's the God of the Bible, that the Bible is the Word of God, and Jesus is the Son of God. We need to help people to come to an understanding of a faith in God, a faith in the Bible, and a faith in Jesus. And that's what these next four lessons help to do. And then having introduced the Bible, the next set of lessons helps to focus in on the Bible and say, Jesus has all authority. And having all authority, we come to the Bible, and that's where we find all authority, is in His Word. And essentially these lessons say, we're not going to ask man his opinion, we're not going to look to the church as some kind of authority, we're going to come back to the Bible and use the Bible as our only authority because we don't need another authority. And then there's about, I don't remember, maybe eight, you can count them up here, about eight lessons that deal with the church, that introduce God's eternal plan, what God had in mind for the church. That God wanted His church from the beginning. He established His church just the way He wanted it and introduces the beauty of God's church to people that you talk to. The next eight lessons after that deal with leading somebody to understand what they need to do to be saved. Understanding what Jesus did for them, what Jesus did on the cross, the fact that Jesus wants us to obey Him and what is involved in obedience and presents unto them God's plan of salvation as presented in the Bible. That gets you through what? 25? What is that? Through 25 lessons. Number 26 teaches that the Christian needs to live a faithful life. Lesson 27 is that Jesus is coming back. We've got to be ready for His return. And then lesson 28 wraps back around to lesson 1. And lesson 28 says, now how do you answer, where am I from, why am I here, where am I going? Can we take 28 days in October and teach this to somebody? Somebody says, how do I teach that to somebody? Great question. I'm glad you asked. How do I teach that to somebody? When you leave this morning, there are booklets. They're not going to be passed out by the ushers this morning, or there's tables out there that have booklets like we've had for every other month. But inside these booklets is one page per lesson. It's basically like a bulletin article length. In fact, three or four of these may have appeared in the bulletin in the last couple months as they were being written. So they're just a bullet. It's a half a page bulletin article type length, 28 lessons to teach somebody the gospel. Well, but you don't really want to walk up to somebody. Maybe you do. And hand them a 28 days to teach somebody the gospel booklet. This is for you. This is for you to take and to read through and to build our faith, to understand what are these 28 things that we're teaching other people about God so that you can understand what's being taught. But as we go through this month, and there's some out on the table in the lobby, one of the ways that we're going to be able to teach people is that there are going to be 28 different cards. 28 lessons, one card per lesson. Similar to the cards, sort of, that are on the welcome display out when you come in. But each of these 28 lessons is going to have its own card. So that you can start with just card one and give it to somebody. And after you talked about that one with them, you can take card two. Oh, here's another card. Why don't you read this one? Just an opportunity to easily share something that's not intimidating. It's just a card. It's not overwhelming. It's just a card. Out on the tables in the lobby today will be the first six cards that will get you through Saturday. It will get you through October 6th. And so next Sunday, the next seven cards will be out there. The next Sunday, the next seven cards will be out there. And all of these cards will be kept. They will be available out in the lobby from here on out. But an easy way, one, to teach somebody 28 lessons through, very easily be able to teach them. Or it may be that you've been talking to somebody and there's one in particular that you think would be helpful for them. You can just grab that card and share it with them if you want to do that. Or you may want to do the cards leading up to it. Or instead of just doing it one at a time, you may want to give them the entire series. And so we're not putting these out this week because we're kind of, this is too much to give all at once. So next week we're going to have these booklets in the lobby, which is the same exact booklet that you're getting today, except it doesn't say 28 days to teach somebody the gospel on it. The cover just says, let's go back to the Bible. These are ones that are being printed in the office. Let me read you just the preface, right? Just these two paragraphs at the beginning. What does God expect of me? How can I know what He wants me to do? How can I know if I'm right with God? How can I know if I'm going to heaven? This short booklet has been designed to give each reader a biblical foundation for faith, biblical answers to the most essential matters of life regarding one's salvation and the promise of heaven. Rather than survey the common answers among religious groups regarding these matters and accepting what a particular person or group might teach, let's go back to the Bible. Let's allow the Bible to teach us. Take out your personal Bible. Let's study God's Word together. Let us search the Scriptures as we study these 28 biblical topics. So this may be something that you sit down with somebody. You can sit down and go through it with them. Or you can take the booklet and give it to them. Or if you would prefer, next week it will also be available in a professionally published book on Amazon. If you don't want one that's been printed here in the office that looks like it's been printed here in the office, same material, but in a professionally published book, you can get that on Amazon. An opportunity to just take something and give it to somebody and say, here's something that I would like you to read. And it doesn't take a long time to read it. And it's not something somebody's got to sit down and read all at once. But 28 different key lessons for folks to learn. Somebody says, oh, that's all great, but you know, that's not how I operate. You know, I'm in the digital age. I'm not in the paper and the book age. I'm in the digital age. Perfect. Got you covered. And so starting tomorrow at 8:00 tomorrow morning, just as every other month, Facebook posts have been coming out showing what we're doing every day. Tomorrow at 8:00, check your Facebook feed. And here will be the first lesson. Facebook will post from our website tomorrow morning at 8:00 with lesson number one that says, foundational questions that must be answered. Share this on your Facebook page. Go to our page, share it on your page so that all your friends can see it. When they click here, it takes them right to our website so that they can read the first lesson. Tomorrow, only lesson one is going to be there. They won't be able to get ahead. All right? And they won't be able to be overwhelmed with 28 lessons because it's only one tomorrow. And so share this on your Facebook feed so that they can go and read this. We're giving people things to read in person. Now we're spreading things to all of your 400 friends that you don't even know who they all are on your Facebook page. And you're telling all of them who Jesus is and what He means to you. You say, well, I'm not sure that I want that look. That sort of looks like we're focusing in on them and I'm trying to teach them. Well, instead of using the Facebook page then, tomorrow go to our website. And if you want a different header, this is the header that is on top of all of the cards. It doesn't say we're teaching you the gospel in 28 days. It just says, let's go back to the Bible. So tomorrow morning, go to our website. Go to the Bible study menu. That'll drop down. It'll say one of the items will be, let's go back to the Bible. Click there. You can send them the link to this page. You can email it. You can share it. If you share this, if you copy that link, or you don't even have to copy the link, just come up here. Share it to Facebook from here. So you can either share Facebook that says the 28 days to teach the gospel, or come to this page and share it from here, and it will appear this way on your Facebook feed. Every one of us must teach the gospel. Now tell me, why is it that there's any of us that can't do it? Any one of us can do it. There are multiple avenues by which you don't have to use one of these. You can use something that we've already been providing. We're not taking away Searching for Truth DVDs or anything like that. This is just another tool that we are adding to our tool belt to be able to teach other people the gospel. That's why we are here. And over the next several months, and this is going to be a long project, but over the next several months, every one of these lessons is going to be made into a 3-minute video and added to our YouTube channel. So, if you got people that don't like to read, we'll start adding links, we'll start adding videos, and there will be 28 about 3-minute videos. And it's going to be this material. This is essentially the script for what's going to be in those videos. But again, any one of us can do this. And it's not just that any one of us can do it. Every one of us must do it. What brings you joy as a Christian? If we'll start teaching people the gospel, we will be the happiest people on this earth. There's a lot of stuff going on in our world right now. A lot of things that, you know, there are days I have to turn off the news. I have to turn off everything. I have to disconnect because I'm tired of all of the stuff that's going on out there. It drags me down. Maybe it doesn't drag you down. Maybe you just thrive on it. It drags me down. Some days I just got to disconnect from it. Why don't we get into something that can build us up and can build our world up and help people we love come to know the Savior that we love? I hope that we will do this in October, and not just in October. I hope this will just be the beginning of a time where we become more involved and more joyous in teaching people the gospel. Are you a Christian today? Are you a child of God today? Have you ever obeyed the gospel the way that the Bible teaches us to obey the gospel? You know, the Bible makes it very plain that in order to do what God wants us to do, in order to become a child of God in the way that God instructs us to do it, we've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's why we have the Bible, to give us that faith that Jesus is the Son of God, that He came and died for us on the cross, but He didn't stay dead. He was raised from the dead the third day. And if you believe that with all of your heart, Bible indicates that you'll want to stop living in sin, because that's what Jesus died for, was your sin, and you'll want to change your mind and repent. Say, I want to start living my life for God. Make a change of mind that leads to a change of life. And with that determination, the Bible calls upon us to confess our faith in Jesus and to be baptized, to be immersed in water. Peter said in Acts 2 and verse 38, for the remission of sins. Ananias said to Saul, so that your sins can be washed away. That's why you're baptized. If you've never been baptized to have your sins washed away, you can do it today. You can obey the gospel today. You can become a child of God today and be the one that God calls upon all of us as His children to be faithful. Living faithful to Him. Part of living faithful to Him is teaching other people the gospel. But living faithful unto Him every day of our lives. If you're not a Christian today, if you're not a faithful Christian today, we plead with you to come right now as together we stand and sing.